want to tell me the way you wanted to say the Kohen to Rabbi Kiva, that it's Peheris, and then says the Misa shall tzema deyam en meboilei. Right after Peheris, I should have said in Mishno, the next one is a little bit darker than that, it's Semer Isais. How come he goes to Sid? So here will be Mashma that Sid is like the Toda of the Harris. So Rabbi Kiva does hold back our Mishnah. So there'll be a question. Smell says no, I'll answer you, ain't no chinami. Really, that's the way it should have been learned. And I bring a proof for a time we learned that Rabbi Nosson says, Loi Shomer Rabbi Kiva, not that Rabbi Kiva said, Shel Sid, Deyemenu. Rabbi Kiva did not mean to say that after the Harris comes Sid, as if to say Sid, the loin, that's the Toda of the Harris, and rather Shel Tzema Deyemenu. For according to Rabbi Kiva, goes first is Beheris, and then this ace, that's like the white wool, and then comes the Toldus. And what are the Toldus? The Toldus Taka are Sid and Krim Beitza, and they're both, according to Rabbi Kiva, they're only the Toldus of Faith, but they're not a Toldus of Beheris. Another one says, in the knowing, how do we know the cloud, the Beheris Avi, that Beheris, that's the real strong white one? Someone says, on Rabbi Yom HaKor, the Pesach says, we in Beheris Levoni. In Beheris, that's the white. Svidash in Beheris, he means he Levona. This is the whitest. Viena Heres Levona, there's no other one that's whiter. So Beheris, that's the lightest. Now, Tana Rabbon, look at the price like this. Beheris is Amuka. That's the Beheris is the deepest. Because the lighter something is, the deeper it looks in the skin. Even though they're all the same level, just the lighter it is, the deeper it looks. For Chenyam, the Apostle also says, "Umara omek min ol, kemara chamara muka min atzel." That this mara in the skin, a white mara, is like the sun that looks deeper than the shade. In other words, the whiter something is, the deeper it looks. Then seis, and seis el gavoya. Seis means arising something above. For Chenyam, the Apostle says, "Akol horim haromim fiakolak voyis hanisais." So that's the Beheris and the Seis. Beheris is the whiter, like snow, and Seis, that's the second, that's a little bit higher up, it looks higher up, that's only like the white wool. Sapachas, another person says Sapachas, ain't Sapachas el tefillah. Sapachas means like secondary, it's attached, it's only a tolda. V'cheini women, the person says, V'yomis v'cheini no, attach me on. So comes out Ashkechon tefillah Seis. So for we come out that Seis has a tefillah. Seis has told us. And according to Rabbi Kiva, that's it. Rashi learns, according to Rabbi Kiva, just Seis has told us. And the Chlami Beheris does not have any told us. According to Rabbi Kiva, it goes to say there is Beheris, that's number one, then number two is Seis. And after Seis has two told us, it has Sid, and then it has a told of Krim Beitza. So according to Rabbi Kiva, it's like this really. Number four is the star for number three. The Krim Beitza is mistaf with Sid HaHeichel, because they're both the same type of a Toda from Seis. Now number three, that's the Sid, is mistaf with number two with Seis, with the color of a white wool. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, the Toda of Seis is both. It is Krim also. So if it is Sid HaHeichel. Therefore, the color number three, the Sid HaHeichel, the white line, is mistaf with number two, which mistaf with the Seis. Now, number two, Seis, if that's mistaf with the other Av of Beheris, that's the Machlokes. Some Rishonim learn, yet that the two Avos are also mistaf Labedi. So, Mamash, according to Rabbi Kiva, each one is mistaf with the next one. Again, number four with number three with number two, and number two with number one. Now the Gemara is though, but according to the Rabbanan Shita though, the way the Farshim speak out, that the Rabbanan learn no, they learn that the Beheris has a Toda of Sid, and Seis has a Toda of Krim Beitza. Now the Gemara's question is, so Tfeilul of Beheris Minulim, how do the Rabbanan know that the Beheris also has a Toda? And this Gemara answers, on the Reb Zera, Nemra Levona de Seis. According to Rabbanan, it says the word Levona by Seis. The name of Levona of Beheris, that's exactly the shava they make. Ma Levona of Amurim Beseis. Yesh le tfeil, it has a tofel, it has a tolda to it. Af Levona Amurim Beheris, the same thing when it says Levona by Beheris, also yesh le tfeil. So this is the way the Rabbonim would learn. Now the Masnitz Tzonon, the Braisi, we learned, hita lakotsu the sapachas, brain says the beharis. The way the Rabbanan Darshan is, it says Vasais, Vasapachas, La Beharis. It says the word Sapachas in between the Seis and the Beharis. Just the same Lemonoch, Kishem, Shet, Filin, Vasais, Kach, Filin, Beharis. The same way the Tafel for Seis, the Seis has told us, who are then Beharis also have told us. So my soul were coming out clearly that the Machlekes between the Bekivo and the Rabbanan is that the Rabbanan learn that the Beharis is the Av, that's the brightest, that's like snow, and it has a Tolda. Its Tolda is Sid, and then Seis, that's the other Av, and it has its Tolda. Its Tolda is Vedavka Krim Beitza. That's the Rabbanan Shita. Now, how is it, halacha is a tzira for Kohen to Rabbanan? We don't know. The Rabbanan do not say that one kol is on in the staff with the one right next to it. According to Rabbanan, no. According to Rabbanan, the Toldis on the staff with the service. So according to the Rabbanan, Avada Sid would be in the staff with Beharis. Even though it's jumping over the Seis, so what? According to Rabbanan, that would also be in the staff. And so only according to Rabbi Kiva, that says when you're in the staff, you can't jump. So according to Rabbi Kiva, the pshat is that this first one is Beharis. And that does not have any Toldis. And then there's Seis, number two. And Seis now has two Toldis to it. Seis has Sid, it also has Krim Beitza. So if it's good, the scale goes upwards, that four Krim Beitza is Mistarif with Sid, Sid is Mistarif with Seis, and Seis is also Mistarif with Beharis. Alright, we'll stop here.
Welcome to Beis. Seis. Our Mishnah says, we have before the Brisa says released. Seis, the second one, is Katsem Alovin. Again, Beharis, that's the first one, that's the brightest, that's like white snow. Second is Seis, that's Katsem Alovin, like white wool. My Tsem Alovin, what does it mean, white wool? Omar Av Devoy, Omar Av Asi, Semen Noki, means clean wool. Ben Yoimai, that the sheep is one day old. Shemechavnin Boy Lemilis, that they cover up the sheep, they cover up the wool right away to be used to make nice clothing from. So Shemechavnin means, the Lashon Gemara and Shabbos, that they put like material, like a shirt around the sheep, that the wool should remain clean and pure. What? Covered up, it's covered up wool from the time it's born, but that stays nice, clean, white wool. And such white wool, that's the shade of Seis, that's the second one. Omar Rabbi Chanina, Moshul de Rabbonin Lemaha Dabba Doimer. According to the Rabbonin Shita, what's the Moshul of these four colors that we have? Again, we have a Beharis, a Seis, the two others, and then we have two Todos. We have Sid, we have lime, white lime, then we have the Krumbeya, the membrane of the egg. Now, according to the Rabbonin, they're not really four shades, but really it's only three shades. The middle two are alike. In other words, Beharis, the second shade of white wool, is the same shade as Sid. So, what's the Moshul? We call it four names. So, Amar Rebbe Chanina, Moshul the Rabbonin Lama Dabadoyna, Letrei Malche, two kings, or Letrei Ifrachi, they both have two governors, two seconds. That means Malchoy Shozer Lemala Mimalchoy Shozer. One king is greater than the second king, and Yifrachu Shozer Lemala Yifrachu Shozer. And this governor is greater than the other one's governor. So the Mishnah question: that's not a good marshal. Hi Zer Lemala Mezer, the Zer Lemala Mezehu. That's a good marshal for Rabbi Kiva Svara, that there are four different shades, and one is greater than the other. Like here at Samashma, the two kings are different levels, and they have two different governors, and each one is also at two different levels. So really, it's four different levels. So that's Rabbi Kiva Shita, that these four shades, these four colors, are four different shades. So this is not a good example for the Rabbonin that holds the middle two are alike. Ella, rather, the example is like this. Malkai Shelzeh Lamala Me'ifrachei Denafshei. All it means to say is, the king is greater than his own governor. Malchay Shelzeh, and the king, the second king, is also Lamala Mifrachei Denafshei. He's also greater than his own governor. But it could be the second king is equal to the first one's governor. So that's the moshul of the Rabbonin. That true Baharis, that's the greater king. It has its governor, that's, let's say, it has its Sid. That's its Tolda. But its Sid, its Tolda, is the same Madrega as the next Abba, the next king of the Seis. So according to the Rabbonin, Seis, the white wool, and Sid is the same color. Rav Ada Bar Abba Omar, keep going like this. Malko the king, Vialak Panto, and a second to the king. He actually says, Shnei Malachim, two kings. O Malko Choshev Malak Patio. That Malko is more Choshev, greater than the second one. What? A Kapto. Yeah. Okay. Good. Right. Rufila. Rufila of Reish Kalusa. Rufila actually says, Ifrachuz Shomalka, the second in charge to the king. Reish Kalusa, Ifrachuz Shel Apatio. That's the second in charge to the captain. Hebe ze lamala me zehebe. Again, that's the question. Then again, there are four madregas here. There are two secondaries and two firsts, and they're all four different madregas. So that's a good marshal to Rabbi Kiva, not to the Rabbanan. Ella rather could go in Malka for Rufila v'alak patio. Vresh Kalusa. Rashi could go in Malka kishimahalchim zech azek to say there's a hochim. It's not good. Yeah. Elka going Malko of Rufila, Bakati of Resh Lusa, Kishmalchim, Shnaim, Shnaim, Kol Ifruch, Hoylech Achar Malkoi. Each second one goes after his king. So, kids, so there are only three categories here. It's not really four, it's only three. The going Malko of Rufila, Malko with its second in charge, and the Akpaltio, the second king, Resh Lusa with his second in charge. But Akpaltio, the second king, is Doima to Rufila, the first one's second. Rav Oma Kagoin Shova Malka the Kaiser. Like Shvor Malka, Rashi says Melech Pras, the Kaiser is Melech Reim. The Cholechad Yeshli, each one has a second, each one has a governor. So, same marshal, that Shova Malka was the greater one, the Kaiser, that was the second. Now, Shova Malka, second in charge, was like the Kaiser. Omale Rav Papa Rav, Rav Papa said to Rav, Hai Minai Wadif, which one of these two was greater, which one is stronger? Was it Shavar Malko, or was it Kesar, the Melech Pras?
And they were two places.
Right, so which one was greater? Forget, I mean, it's like Shavar Malko, that's Melech Pras. The Kesar is Melech Rome, so Kesar was greater. The Melech Rome was greater. Omalais, he said back to him, Rav Zabatya Papa, Bechurshe Ka'okhulei, do you live like in the forest? Do you eat in the forest your life? Rash Ishazer, Mutaman Biyorim, is he hidden in the forest? Koyomov, Shloshama, Betivu, Shomagos, Roimi. He doesn't know about the great Romans. What's going on here? Don't you know that Avada, Shava Malka is greater? No, forget. I mean, the Kaiser is greater. The Kaiser was Melech Roim. That Melech Roim, the king, right, the Kaiser, he was greater. The Roman kings were greater. For Utsrach Lishol Zeth, you have to ask him this question. So Rashi says, Rav Papa Mishum, the Yakim Rav, Shava Malka Kesar, who do Shaili? Like, really, Rav Papa knew this. Just Rav put Shava Malka first, which was the king of Pras, in front of the Kesar. So that's his question. How come you put Melech Pras first? The Chura Roim is greater. So you should have put Kesar first. So that's what Rav answered back and said, don't you know? Puk Chazi, go out and look. Tiva Deman, Saga Biyama. Which Tiva, which is known, which has a greater name in the world? The Chassid, the Pasuk says in the Neil, the Seichel Kol Arya Us Dushnei the Sad Kinai, that the Romans go out and travel over the whole world. They trotted down the world. In other words, their name is great. These are the great ones, the Romans. So of course, Romans, the Kaiser is greater than Shava Malka. Amr Namr Rabbi Yechanan Zu Roimi Chayevis. This is the Rosh Roim. Shetiva Yotza B'chol Olam Kuloi. Its name, its fame, went over the whole world for all the riches that's conquering the world. Ravina Omar, could go in another example. Ravina Omar could go in Galima the Omar, clothing, a cloth made out of wool, Vesachke, and a ruined one, one that's a used woolen shirt. Sadine the Kitna, then you have a flax, a linen shirt, Vesachya, and its used shirt. Rashi has a glima the kitna v'sachya she'achodesh lo v'nabu, when it's new it's wider. Mishal yashav an old one Avlachadosh Shelzu Vishelzu Krivis Leo Shovis Kaka Beheris Kivoyas Harbim in Asid. Beheris is much greater than Sid. Shul Toidosai. Vyaseis Minakroim. Vyovas Krivim Leo Shovim. But the others are more like one another. These two kings, like, they are alike. Just the Toldus Abelo. The two others are the two ones that are more alike. That the Seis and the Beheris, these are the two that are more alike according to the Rabbanan.
The Seis and the other ones
are more alike. Those are much different, right. Now, as we go back to Yediyah Satumma. As Sheyesh Po Yediyah Batchila. If we have Yediyah at the beginning and Yediyah Basoif, and then you forgot that you were told that you went into the Beis Hamikdash, or else you ate Kodshim, these are the two cases you have a Korban Oilu B'Yorit. Now, Tana Rabbanan. Minayin, how do we know Shein HaKosiv Medaber Ela Betumas Mikdash HaKadoshiv? How do we know this parashin Vayikra that says this halacha, that if you forgot you were Tomei, that you have to bring a Korban Oilu B'Yorid? How do we know it's talking about that you went into the Beis HaMikdash, or else you ate Kodshim? Maybe you ate Truma, maybe something else. So more answers with Dinah, really to spur this way. Ho Yo V'Hizr V'Yonah Shalat Tumah. The Torah gives you a warning not to eat kochim when you're tummy, and it gives you a punishment. V'chayiv korban ala tuma, and yichayiv korban if you eat kochim when you're tummy. Suma kishizr v'yonash ala tuma. Lohizr v'yonash ala tumas. Mikdash u'kadoshov, the type of tum is talking about over there, the punishments. Like, where are yichayiv korus? Where do you have the punishment of korus? Where you're tummy, and you come into the base mikdash, or else you eat basa kochim. If so, after Shechayev Korban ala Tumah, the same thing when the Torah says the Chiddush, that if the person is Tomei and he does something wrong, he has to bring a Korban ala B'Yorid. I'll tell you also, Lechayev Ela al Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav. It's talking about these two, that is an Einish of Korus. So on these two, if you do it B'Shoigeg, now that you go in by mistake, you forgot that you were Tomei and you went into the Beis Mikdash, or you ate a Bosa Kochim, in these two cases, there's a Chiyah to bring a Korban ala B'Yorid. That's how I know the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that by these two cases of coming into the Beis Hamikdash or eating Basa Kochim when you are Tomei, that you have a Chiyah of Korban Oilu B'Yorid, if you do it B'Shoigeg. But the Gemara still, why? B'Yema, let's say, Truma, maybe it means if you eat Truma when you are Tomei, a Kohen that's Tomei, if he eats Truma, if he does it B'Shoigeg, maybe he has to bring a Korban Oilu B'Yorid. Why? Shehiz V'Yonish. Because there's an azara not to eat truma when you're tamei, and there's a chiyuv misa. If a kohen eats truma when he's tamei, he has a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim. So there's an azara and a warning. So maybe on this, if it does a b'shoigeg, there's a chiyuv korban ela b'yeret. So Gemara says no. Le'ashkechon oven misa dechayiv ole korban. We never find a case that an avera that if you do it the mezid, you chayiv misa that b'shoigeg you chayiv a korban. Usually all the cases that you chayiv a korban is if you do it for achiyiv misa of korus. These things are mikdash. If you do it b'mezid, you chayiv korus. If you do it b'shoigi, you chayiv a korban. But we never find a case where if you do it b'mezid, you chayiv a misa b'dei shemayim, that there should be a korban b'shoigi. So truma is a misa b'dei shemayim. That's why we don't find it. Trashi truma. Emorcha truma b'tuma. Is the Yonah Tchsib Gadashim Le Yechal, or Trum Bakal, the Sib Babi and Yono Ubu Hashemesh Vitoher? Yeah. So, the Truma Ka, yeah. Yonah Shumaisa by Kichalu. The answer is the Ashachon Misa the Machai of Korbin. Shein Chat is Bo, El Ashugah Gas Chorus. Could the Armina Bahurius, the Gemara in Hurrius says, that Yoni Chai of a Korbin, if the Mazir that Avera was a Chi of Chorus. Now you do it to Shoigeg, you have a Chi of Korbin. Mashenkin eating truma, if you're tamei, it's not koris, but it's a misa b'dei shemayim, therefore it's not included that you eat a b'shoigeg, you chayiv a korban oilu b'yorid. Gemara says, Eimo, Eimo may be hanin mili korban kavua. Maybe when was this said, that you only chayiv a korban, if the mezid is koris, and not misa, that's only by other korbanos, where it's a korban kavua. He has a mashal of eat chaylev, b'shoigeg. So he has to bring korban chattis. Here the Torah doesn't give you a choice to bring an animal if you could afford it, if not bring birds, if not bring a mincha, that's our oil of the earth. But other korbanos is kavua. You have to bring a chatis. So maybe when do we say the klal, that it's only with the chi of chorus, that is the korban that's to be mechayev your korban kavua, that has to bring a chatis. Maybe here our chiddush, maybe this type of korban here